WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Buckle up because today we're diving into something that's both super practical and a total game changer. Managing your time effectively. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the clock? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than Mount Everest and your energy levels are about as high as a sloth on a Sunday morning? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. But here's the good news. Mastering your time isn't some mystical art reserved for superheroes or productivity gurus. It's something we can all learn, and once you do, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Think about it, more time for the things you love, less stress, increased focus, and finally crushing those goals you've been putting off. Sounds pretty awesome, right? So let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to seriously level up your time management game. First up, become a master planner. This isn't about becoming some robotic schedule slave, but about having a clear roadmap of your day. Start each morning with a quick list of what you want to accomplish. Prioritize those tasks, the big rocks first, followed by the smaller pebbles that contribute to your overall goals. It's like building a house, right? You need a solid foundation before you start adding the finishing touches. Next up, ditch the distractions. Social media, endless emails, notifications pinging like crazy, they are all vying for your attention. But listen, you've got to be the boss of your brain. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, and try using those focus-boosting apps that block distracting websites during your work sessions. Remember, concentration is a muscle, and the more you train it, the stronger it gets. Thirdly, you learn to say no. This one's tough, I know. But seriously, overcommitting yourself is a recipe for burnout and missed deadlines. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or simply add unnecessary stress to your plate. You're not obligated to be everything to everyone. Now take breaks. This might sound counterintuitive, but stepping away from work for short periods can actually boost your productivity in the long run. Get up and move around, take a quick walk, do some stretches, anything to get your blood flowing and clear your head. Think of it as recharging your batteries so you can come back stronger than ever. Finally, celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget to acknowledge our accomplishments. But seriously, take a moment to appreciate those small victories along the way. It keeps you motivated, builds confidence, and reminds you that progress is happening. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. You've been slaving away for weeks, preparing every detail, but now your mind is racing with worries. What if I forget something? What if the audience doesn't get it? This is where effective time management comes in. See, had you spent those extra hours practicing your presentation instead of scrolling endlessly for social media, you'd feel a lot more confident going into that room. You'd have tackled the fear head-on and emerged feeling like a total rock star. Remember, friends, mastering time management isn't about squeezing every last drop out of the day or becoming some superhuman productivity machine. It's about prioritizing what truly matters, making conscious choices with your time, and creating space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. So go out there, plan your days, ditch those distractions, say no when you need to, take breaks, celebrate your wins, and watch as your life transforms. And hey, if you've got any tips or tricks of your own, drop them in the comments below. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.